This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Pepsi Plaza, which is out in front of Lincoln Financial Field because the Eagles season kicks off tonight. It's not doesn't really kick off, but it sort of kicks
kinda
off.
We're back.
They're playing the third down music in there.
Eagles play the Bengals tonight, kickoff at 7:30. The
Eagles, who's like rooting for?
We'll see.
Over.
There you go.
There it is.
The Eagles pregame show will be on after us with Joe Giglio, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks. That will take you all the way up until game time. It is Mount Rushmore week, 30 past every hour, Mount Rushmore's. Now, tomorrow at 2:30, we will reveal the Philadelphia Mount Rushmore. We reveal the Eagles today at 2:30. It was, as voted on by listeners and WIP staff, Brian Dawkins, Reggie White, Jason Kelsey, Lane Johnson, a shocker, actually.
Yeah, it is a shocker, yeah.
Deserving of credit.
The voters talk. They spoke. Now, when you do Philadelphia,
yes,
Mount Rushmore, you're talking just
any and every athlete.
Over the last 50 years.
Yep. We're doing a 30 past every hour, so right now we have Ike's.
Okay.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
Ike's is Eagles quarterbacks.
All right.
Of the last 50 years.
I got the Eagles quarterbacks. I know you guys are all waiting with bated breath.
Of course.
Get these guys in here. Well, without further ado, we're going to do this thing in somewhat chronological order.
Okay.
So let's start with the Polish rifle, Ron Jaworski. Now, listen, I don't care what you think about Jaws. Jaws helped usher this team along with Dick Vermeil and Harold Carmichael and Bill Berge, Wilbert Montgomery, out of that era of losing Eagles football to finally being respectable. They got to the Super Bowl in 1980.
Yep.
Jaws was the quarterback of that team. He's first on my Mount Rushmore list. Then I go to who the guy I still consider to be the franchise's best quarterback of all time, Donovan McNabb. A 10-year run, 5 title games, a Super Bowl. His jersey number is retired. Yes, he goes into the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks in Eagles history, particularly when you say over the last 50 years. It's not even a question. Donovan McNabb is on that Mount Rushmore. And here's where things start to get a little interesting. Because one guy I certainly have already left off. I'm going to the guy who helped deliver the first Super Bowl in franchise history. And because we're talking quarterbacks, somebody has to be there. Nicky Six,
God,
Nick Foles,
the respect,
belongs on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks,
yep,
in Eagles history. And then there is a also no doubter, no brainer, the guy who helped bring the second Super Bowl to the city of Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts, is on my Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks. So I got Donovan McNabb, Ron Jaworski, Nick Foles, and Jalen Hurts. That's my Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks. All four of these guys appeared in the Super Bowl. They have postseason resumes. I know Nick Foles' stature as a starter that year may not add up to everybody, but he does. First of all, he was drafted here in 2012. He has the 27-2 season where he led the team to the playoffs. He is a Pro Bowl MVP as well. Nick Foles, when you talk about quarterbacks here, you can't talk about the quarterbacks in Philadelphia Eagles history without talking about Nicky Six.
And the story.
Yes.
It's just the wildest story of...
Now, he has to be there.
The difference between yours and mine is I've said repeatedly, no Jalen yet.
Yeah.
So I have Jalen off, Randall on.
Okay.
Which I think is the, you know.
That was a battle there.
Yeah.
Now, actually, I battled with Randall and Nick.
Ah.
And then ultimately I said, as great as Randall was as an individual talent,
yep,
still left so much to be desired. It's unfulfilled potential there. And
yeah,
Nick Foles maximized his potential and his opportunities. And again, he saved the magical season by bringing us the first ever Super Bowl in franchise history.
Well, the interesting thing about Randall, and I'm not going to Elliot this and say that he is a Viking, but
right,
his best performances
season, yeah,
was with the Minnesota Vikings, not the Eagles. But Randall was like the original fight about the quarterback guy in Philadelphia. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can only imagine what his career would have been like. He and Vic, similar in that. Now, Vic, I think, was more about him and less about the coaching.
Mm-hmm.
But if Randall had real offensive coaching instead of Buddy just sort of letting him do whatever he wanted, go out there and make a play.
Yeah.
Jack, you're Eagles quarterback Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I have the same as Ike.
Look at that.
Like, I think Jalen has to be on there. It was just Mount Eagles quarterback Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would take... Obviously, we agree that Randall's the better overall player, but Foles has the lure,
yep,
and does have the first ring. And I think Jaws and Donovan are pretty inarguable on the list. So, unfortunately, I have the same Mount Rushmore
unfortunately
as Ike.
All right, there you go. All right, 215-592-9494. It is Jalen Hurst's birthday as we continue to celebrate his 27th birthday, Duke in Lancaster. What a perfect thing to go to talk about the Duke with Duke. Duke, you're on WIP.
Yeah, hello. How are you doing?
Hey, Duke.
What's up, Duke?
Ike, I got to tell you,
yes,
one of my favorite players, and before you say it, Ike, I do know plays.
Jack says that, not me. But what is your favorite
okay
play?
Dante Culpepper rolled back, and it was tipped by the offensive lineman.
Oh,
and
man,
I'm going to tell you, Ike Reese picked it off. Now, I could not remember
right
if that
him
was the if that was the regular season game or the playoff game. That's the only
check it out, Duke. I got him in both of them.
Oh,
I got him in both of them.
You got him in both. That's right. Okay.
When Dante Culpepper goes to sleep at night, the first guy he thinks of is Ike Reese. Now, the one in the playoffs was tipped, right?
By me.
Now, Jack.
You tipped it
Jack
yourself?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Jack,
never a doubt.
Jack.
Yes.
You're so excited, but I got to bring you down, man. Where's
okay,
the
great. Let's get it back to tennis.
They both were tipped, actually, Jack.
No,
it's not even
that, man. Hold on. You were a college athlete. There is a thing
ish
called the dog in you. And when it comes down to basketball, Joe DiCamera is a small man. You're going to win running. I saw some clips of the running, and that is... Oof, man, my 3-year-old granddaughter can run better than that. So you're going to win running. But, man, if you don't rein elbows and dominate your position and take precedence over that man, I don't know what to say for you. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, that's the advantage in basketball is the size.
Yep.
Strength, speed.
Yeah. Endurance. That's why I say I believe defense is your secret weapon in basketball.
Yeah.
Like, I think there could be a world where Joe can't get a shot off.
There could be. But, man, you got to
throw
some
elbows.
You got to go low post and get down and dirty, man. Start throwing them elbows.
Yeah.
If they call fouls, I don't know who's calling fouls. Throw it down. He is going to break.
Yeah, but he's going to try to take charges. Doesn't he seem like take a charge in one-on-one kind of guy?
Better not take a charge in one-on-one.
Let him take the charge, man. After 4 or 5 times breaking that down and a nice little elbow in the chest. Or if it goes to,
you know, Jack.
I guess you can't foul out in a one-on-one game.
Jack, you got to watch that old guy in New York. You ever seen him, the guy that just pushes people and then hits the little hook shot? I got to send you some videos of him. Oh yeah, he's your guy. Duke, was that it?
No, I got to tell you the other thing.
Okay.
You yeah. guys are underselling what Jalen brings to the team.
Let him know, Duke. Give it to us, Duke.
Yep.
Let him
I'm
know.
I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
It's not winning. It's not winning.
Nope.
He's unstoppable. Oh. When you are a when you are a true team player, yep. one day you hand it off. One day you do this. What game?
Then the next day you hand it off. The day after that you hand it off,
and then you get pushed from behind.
And Spike, you want to crush people down, but just listen for a second. No, I'm bringing you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm preaching to you, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yes. Preach. You have the stage.
When he has been on the spotlight, he may have had a bad game. But when there's a play that needs to be made, and you think of one incident, and I'll ask you that honestly, and maybe I'm wrong, one incident where he did not come up and make a big play to advance them to a win or to
Seahawks.
In the
Seahawks in the playoffs.
And what year? And what year?
Well, 23.
Well, how? Yeah. How?
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. How about when they lost 31-9 to the Bucks in the playoffs?
That was bad. And that was the AJ game. Was it not AJ Brown?
AJ wasn't here yet.
You have to have
AJ
team
wasn't
together.
Here yet.
When you have needed a play, when you have needed a play, Jalen Hurts has absolutely shown up.
Yeah. In 21, AJ wasn't here yet.
Yeah, I said 23.
But he's talking about a playoff game.
Oh, okay.
And I thought you brought up 31-9 because of the playoff game.
Got it. Yes. Okay, sorry. Continue, Duke.
No, in that game, that was a horrible, horrible. I listened to it coming back. I actually paid for to have Wi-Fi and listened to that on a flight home from Tennessee, and it was so bad. It was bad. Jalen shows up more times than he doesn't. When there's a game where he does not look like a quarterback should, he still makes that play.
He does.
One or two.
He does make big plays in games that he's not playing well. I agree with you.
So Joe Burrow,
this is Duke. Duke.
Hold on. No,
it's not Joe Burrow's birthday.
Let's go to Herbert.
It's not Joe Burrow's
birthday.
What has he
done in the playoffs?
He went to the Super Bowl in the second year in the league. He won an Arrowhead.
Twice.
The Chiefs lost their final game last year, so they didn't have to play him in the playoffs. Are you crazy?
Don't do this. Did he not throw? How many interceptions did he throw in the
Joe Burrow?
No, Herbert. Sorry.
Well, okay.
Herbert.
Justin Herbert, you got him. I don't have Justin Herbert ahead of him.
Okay.
I don't. Now,
yeah,
now
I would, but
now the coaches do. GMs do. Scouts
people
do.
With eyes.
Yeah, but not me. I do not. But don't do the Burrow thing. Thank you for the call, Duke. A great call. Yeah. Just don't do the Burrow thing. Cuz you know what? You have to deny reality with Burrow. I'm not even talking about who's better than who.
Sure, I'm with you.
You know,
I'm with you on this, so,
Joe Burrow is clear. But by the way, like the The things that everybody said about Andrew Luck is actually true about Joe Burrow. Like, Joe Burrow is the player that I think people talk. Andrew Luck was a talented player, but I think you don't need to say that Joe Burrow doesn't come up in big moments or what he doesn't do. He does pretty much everything well. Yeah. He does pretty much everything well. He's been hurt. That I would say that is the biggest issue, is that he hasn't been on the field. And his team has not been very good all the time. But Joe Burrow is a good quarterback. We don't have to say Joe Burrow is not good to say Jalen Hurts.
To say Jalen is good, yes.
Lucas in Levittown, you're on WIP. What's up, Lucas?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, brother?
What up, Lucas?
Hey, it's the first time caller.
Oh, good to have you.
Welcome
Lucas.
To the show, pal.
First time, long time, would you say?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I wanted to say about Jalen Hurts, though, the one quality on his big day today is that it kind of includes everything that people have already said about his mindset and, you know, his play. It combines that into he's a role model. He's something that I think everybody here, if you have kids or just yourself, you can look up to. That Superman movie that came out earlier. Honestly, I don't want to compare him to Superman, but he's kind of he says these corny things, and you know he's somebody to look up to, and I think that's very honorable.
Sure, I think so. You know, I think in this world where we know more about athletes than we've ever known, and
we don't know anything about Jay.
Well, but I think that usually leads to us. If there's something bad there, we end up hearing about it, and we don't. With him, and I think that is a positive. I think there is some danger for kids looking up to anybody outside of, you know, who is in their home, you know, famous people, musicians, athletes, that sort of stuff. But that said, it's reality. They do. And the fact that Jalen has not done anything to embarrass himself or the franchise or his teammates or us, you know, as fans, I think that it means a lot. So I agree with you.
Yeah, and I agree with the fact that you say that, you know, it's, you know, we shouldn't have kids looking up to all these people. But, like, you, if there is somebody, then at least it's somebody that, you know, is honorable and all that. So I could agree with you there.
Yeah.
But, and I know I was just listening about the whole, you know, I'm a starch, like, Jalen Hurts is a top five quarterback. I believe that.
Yep.
And I know, some people here believe that. And I was listening to that caller Chris earlier today, and I couldn't believe that.
Made a lot of sense. You know, you call and you don't have
an argument. But what I would like to say is, and I'm not knocking, I know we were just talking about Joe Burrow, and I hate to beat a dead horse, but I'm not here to say Joe Burrow is a bad quarterback. I'm not. But what I do want to say is that in 2023, Jalen Hurts had 8 game-winning drives, 38 total touchdowns, 4,400 total yards, with the 30th ranked defense. And still drag that team to the playoffs.
Yeah, see, this is where we misremember that.
We didn't drag anyone to the playoffs at the end of that year.
They lost 6-7 to close out that year.
They were drug.
Yeah,
they were drug.
But they were drug at the end.
And can we not do total touchdowns? Can we not do total touchdowns?
Well, total touchdowns, it's 6 points. Sure.
Yeah, it's 6 points.
I'm sure he threw 24 touchdowns maybe or so, but they all count the same. And a lot
but
of
they all count the same, but they're not all created the same. They're not all created the same. Like
we,
look, there is value. Again, to be clear, thank you for the call, Lucas. There is value to Jalen Hurts' physical ability, making him good at sneaks and a tush push. There is 100% value in that. But there is a difference between throwing for a touchdown and a QB sneak that is a touchdown. And honestly, the biggest thing is you're already at the 1 yard line. Like, you're already at the 1 yard line. Being able to throw for a 17 yard TD or those sort of, like, it's just different. I don't know what to say. I don't want to say the tush push touchdowns count.
They're not impressive, though.
Yeah, and it's valuable that he is able to do it and he hasn't gotten hurt doing it and all those sorts of things. But it's just not.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Yeah. And glorifying the 23 season is not something even Jalen Hurts would do. Like, I think if you sat Jalen Hurts down and you were like, did you drag anyone to the playoffs that year? Like,
it's just misremembering.
Yeah, it's just not what happened.
In all fairness,
there
were several games that year where the Eagles trailed by 10.
Yep.
And Jalen led the comeback, and they had some nice wins. I'm not saying that he drugged the team to the playoffs. He was actually part of the reason why they lost 6 or 7 coming down the stretch. Not the main reason, but certainly was a part of the reason. He certainly didn't do anything to fix or help the situation there. But we also misremember some of those games in 2023 where he did play well. The Buffalo game, he played well.
Totally.
Against Miami, he played well.
So did the defense in that game.
Against Miami, yeah. No, the defense played well. I agree.
The Cowboys scored like 6 points in the second. Like, my whole point is
the
defense didn't turn into the worst in the league, I don't believe, until the last 2 months of the
season. I agree. When they switched, Desai to Matt Patricia, and everybody was like, what the hell?
I still remember getting that notification.
Yeah.
A true our pets' heads are falling off moment.
Yeah, well, when you see the Matt Patricia thing, you're like, is this real?
Right.
He's going to be the DC in the middle of the season?
One of the worst ideas of all time.
Well, it rivals the Juan Castillo. Yeah.
Yep.
It's like, wow, we're doing this? Great for us, not good for them. Coming up next, Jack, what do we have in store for the top 5 at 5?
Oh, and on your birthday, the top 5 things that bother Spike.
Oh, okay.
Ah, it bothers him.
That bother me.
Okay.
And Elliot joins us for the 5 o'clock hour as we gear up for Eagles-Bengals tonight. We are at the Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.